There's a ton of people that want to see it stay the way it is.
Carl Rappold visits with neighbors in an area near his ranch in northwestern Montana. This scenic area, called the Rocky Mountain Front, is just south of Glacier National Park. Rappold's family has worked the land here for more than a century. Recently, though, Rappold has been dealing with lawmakers rather than cattle.
I've been to countless meetings, and I've been to Washington, D.C. more times than I can count.
Had you been there before?
Nope. No, I never in my wildest dreams imagined I'd get involved in the government.
Rappold, a former rodeo cowboy, still wears a cowboy hat. He's been working to keep oil and gas development out of this area.
All this stuff over here on top of these hills and stuff belonged to us, up past Scoffin Butte here, that big high butte there, and then we run all the way up to the Bob Marshall Wilderness up there where the rock cliffs are.
In the early 2000s, a Canadian company announced they wanted to drill for natural gas on federal land near Rappold's ranch. What bothered the 60-year-old rancher most was a plan to extend an old mountain road.
I just don't want to see this land roaded. I mean, all there is on my ranch is the same as when Lewis and Clark came through here. There's no power lines, there's no nothing other than a two-track trail here and there. So that was what I wanted to maintain, was the wildness of the front.
Rappold was determined enough that he organized a coalition of like-minded people to fight the oil company. And he began lobbying lawmakers. Conservation groups rallied to protect the area. Other companies even willingly abandoned their oil and gas leases. Those that hung on eventually accepted a cash offer from a foundation working with Rappold. That buyout method is called a market-based approach, and it's familiar in the Roaring Fork Valley.
The market-based approach that we're pursuing here has been pursued and proved successful in other areas around the West.
That's Zane Kessler, executive director of the Thompson Divide Coalition. The group is trying to keep natural gas drilling out of a stretch of public land between Carbondale and McClure Pass. They've held town hall meetings, worked with members of Congress, and offered cash to three primary leaseholders. Kessler says the group was inspired by what happened on the Rocky Mountain Front.
We've seen it successful elsewhere, and we're hopeful that we'll have some success here.
So far, none of the companies have accepted the buyout. The initial offer was $2.5 million. Earlier this year, Don Simpson of Ursa Resources said that wasn't enough.
The buyout offer that was offered in the past is way, way low for the value. That doesn't mean we can't come to some kind of an agreement.
The idea of buying out companies with leases on public land in the West is rare. It's been successfully done twice in Montana and Wyoming. Ethan Manuel with the Sierra Club says his organization often heads to court if they can't first prevent leases from being established. The market-based approach is something he's heard a little about.
It's very unusual because normally we don't have the money, frankly, to buy a lease back from the companies. You know, we've successfully gotten Congress to buy leases back sometimes, and even that's pretty rare. So, but having individual groups buy leases back from a company is even more rare. So, I mean, if you have the resources, it's worth a shot. It's probably the longest shot, but it's worth trying.
Buyouts are routine on private lands, but Kessler says utilizing the method on public land is a growing trend.
There are a growing number of examples throughout the West where folks are recognizing the important impacts that their public lands provide from an economic perspective, and they're really beginning to discuss kind of a market-based approach.
Back above Carl Rappold's ranch, he points out where drilling was slated to happen.
I mean, one of the prospective well sites they were going to put in was right up there underneath that waterfall, right up against the base of that cliff up there.
Oil and gas development won't happen here because the leases have been retired. Still, Rappold's coalition is involved with legislation that would protect the area in perpetuity. Likewise, the Thompson Divide Coalition in the Roaring Fork Valley wants to couple its cash offers with legislative action. In March, Colorado Senator Michael Bennett introduced a bill that would withdraw unleased public minerals in the area from future oil and gas development and preserve existing property rights for current leaseholders. He calls it a middle ground approach. For Aspen Public Radio News, I'm Marcy Griffin.